Welcome to Inside Your County Government. I'm Jacob Buchanan, media intern at Charles County Government. It's a pleasure to have you join us today as we discuss the Rural Broadband Task Force, its goal of expanding broadband into rural areas of Charles County, along with the Long Driveway Category 3 program, and the importance of connecting residents to high-speed internet. Today, I am joined by Deborah Hall, Deputy County Administrator.
Thank you.
And Evelyn Jacobson, Chief Information Officer.
Thank you.
So, what is the Rural Broadband Task Force?
Well, Jacob, it's a 12-member group that we formed in 2019. They've been a very active group, and they're made up of two citizen reps from unserved areas in the county, internal Charles County government experts, including our chief equity officer, and a number of outside agencies like SMETCO and the Board of Education.
Okay. What are the rural areas that you are focusing expansion into?
Well, first of all, our hope is to find every rural resident in Charles County and make sure that they're connected to broadband. That's the bottom line. But to date, the large areas that we have focused on are Nanjemoy, parts of Cobb Neck, and the southeastern part of the county, kind of by Charlotte Hall and further south. There's been no high-speed internet provider in Nanjemoy ever.
Ever.
So the fact that Think Big, the county's newest ISP, has built down in Nanjemoy and is building in Nanjemoy and parts of Cobb Neck is fantastic.
That's great. So in regards to the internet that they've had, was it like dial-up or, you know?
I believe that some residents down there, depending on where they were located in terms of a Verizon Wire Center, had DSL.
DSL.
Yeah, but DSL is old, it's outdated, and if you have too many people on it, it's no good.
Yeah, especially with modern internet and the way it is, DSL is inadequate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, we knew that, but certainly the pandemic brought that to light.
Yeah, certainly with everything moving online, you know, definitely. So what projects or programs have you completed thus far?
A lot has been done so far. Our newest ISP, Think Big, entered into an agreement with Maryland State and the county. That's a P3 agreement, private-public agreement. And they're building in Nanjemoy and parts of Cobb Neck. And to date, a lot of infrastructure has been laid, and customers are being connected on a daily basis.
That's great.
There's 1,503 approximately homes to be passed, so there's a lot of work to be done. But they are they're connecting customers every day.
Every day.
Yeah. And then we also entered into a P3 agreement with Comcast, and they expanded into some neighborhoods that did not have service. So they kind of picked out four neighborhoods that had no service but were surrounded by areas that had service, and they have completed three of them, and still one is being completed hopefully this month or next. And then we just... Well, I would say Comcast and Think Big both just received large grants to expand to other areas in the county, north of Nanjemoy, where there's no service, and the southeastern part of the county, Charlotte Hall, and south of there. So we're super excited about our current projects.
All right. Speaking of current and also upcoming projects, what is the Long Driveway Category 3 grant program?
So that's our newest program, and we're super excited to talk about it today. And really hope most of the residents that listen to this program today really hone in on this Long Driveway grant program that we're releasing. It's really a unique program. When we, Evelyn and I, worked on it this summer, there weren't a lot of grants out there that we could copy or follow. And to my knowledge, I think we're first in the state. Actually, we got published in an article today in a tech magazine regarding our Long Driveway grant program. So long driveways present a real challenge for residents because the length of the driveway and the cost of providing service has been an extreme barrier for residents. So the county got together, and we have used some of our federal funds, ARPA funds, to actually fund the program. We have $3 million set aside specifically for the Long Driveway Grant Program. But what the residents need to know is the county is looking to pay, or is willing to pay, up to 90% of the cost to a maximum of $15,000. And that's a lot of money for a resident to obtain service. So we're really interested in identifying those residents and working with them to identify what ISP is closest to them that can provide service. And so there are some particulars with regards to this grant that we've got to talk about too. It's an interesting program. It's unique. It's limited. We won't always have the ARPA money to fund the program. So we're really trying to identify the residents and asking them to contact us.
So what is defined as Category 3 in the context of broadband expansion?
Okay. For the county, a Category 3 is defined as a home that is set so far back from the road where the ISP has laid their infrastructure that it is way too expensive for the resident to pay for that expansion. The ISP providers typically will do a certain length of a driveway for free, kind of included in the service. But when your driveway gets to be longer than, say, for example, 300 feet, the resident is responsible to pay the difference. And so for people who have really long driveways, some can't even afford it. And so those are what we call Category 3s, homes that are set so far back from the infrastructure that runs on the road that it is just way too expensive for the homeowner to get service.
And how would they know if they qualify under a Category 3 grant?
Well, right now, the qualification is that you have a driveway longer than what the ISP will do for free. So for Comcast and for Think Big, that's 300 feet. And for Verizon, that's 225 feet.
Okay.
And then they will qualify.
And the infrastructure, just to add to Evelyn's comment, the infrastructure must run along the driveway outside of their driveway. So they have to have service that's close by them or that runs along the existing road.
Okay. How can residents learn more about the program itself? What resources are available to them, and how can they apply for these grants?
Well, the county's Rural Broadband Task Force has a website. It has information out there about all of our projects, and the Long Driveway Category 3 project is highlighted on there. If the residents go to that website, they can, one, read the program details. There's a document out there, maybe about 4 or 5 pages long, that has every detail of the program. And then there's also an online application. So they can, you know, they can just do everything from the website. I think one thing I'd like to mention is that the new grant areas that were just awarded, Comcast and Think Big's new areas, they've included long driveways in the build. So long driveways, hopefully, if we can catch everybody in this time period, long driveways aren't going to be an issue anymore.
So in terms of the program, what challenges have you experienced in regards to it?
One of the challenges that we know we're going to face is identifying the residents with long driveways. With broadband, mapping has always been one of our first and hardest hurdles to cover. The FCC doesn't release their maps. They're looking to change that. But basically, in this program, the residents have to self-identify. So we don't have some master map of the county that identifies every long driveway or every challenge. And we know this grant is a limited opportunity for residents, so we're trying really hard to get the word out through Facebook, through social media, keeping our website up to date. But really, it's about the residents self-identifying, and we know that that's going to be a challenge. We don't want to leave anybody behind. And so we're trying to get the word out through town halls, updates on our websites, press releases, again, social media. But the best way is word of mouth. So if you've had an opportunity to take advantage of this grant, we're asking that you talk to your neighbors, spread the word. That's the best resource of all. You know, if somebody says, hey, I took advantage of this, it's unbelievable and it's real, but it is limited. There's only $3 million set aside for the program. So it is about identifying those residents, getting them on a map, hooking them up with a service provider, and then ultimately getting them the service that they so need and deserve.
Why is it important to connect residents of rural areas to broadband?
Well, I think access is really a problem nationwide, and that's why there are so many grant funds out there available. Because if you have access to the internet or broadband, it really provides access to resources that, you know, your average citizen has. Access to telework, access to telehealth, access to education. I mean, even college classes now, you can get a college degree completely online. Most TV services now are streaming, and if you don't have those services delivered into your home, you really are limited in your capability. And I think really the pandemic exacerbated the problem and really has generated a huge amount of funding that the county is trying to capitalize on to ensure that in our rural areas especially, we have broadband. Evelyn and I actually have been partners, I like to say 10 years, but it's really more like 12 years now. We've been partners for a long time trying to provide service into Nanjemoy specifically. And we finally have an ISP provider that's willing to subsidize the program. And we have the funds to subsidize the program. But so it really is a unique opportunity that was born really out of the pandemic. But certainly we want to take advantage of those federal funds and try to provide service to everyone that doesn't have service. Now, there's a difference. We want to provide service to people that don't have it. And there's a definition of that. We're not at this point providing competition, meaning in areas where you have Verizon or Comcast, we're not looking to bring in an additional provider. What our goal is to provide service to those that don't have it.
All right. So what do you want people in the community, especially residents of these rural areas, to know?
Well, there's so many things that we would want them to know, but I'd say maybe two that I'd like to focus on right now. The first one being, I want residents to know that we don't know where they are without service. I want residents to know that our providers, specifically Comcast and Verizon, they don't tell us who they serve. So it's not like I have a map anywhere where I can go out and say, oh, these people don't have service. We don't know. The way that we determine that an area doesn't have service is we get phone calls or we get emails, and then we try to circle in on that area and figure out who's there. I want our residents to understand that there are maps out there by the FCC that are not accurate. So I want them to know if we know where you are, we are concerned about you, but we may not know where you are. So please tell us.
Okay.
That's a big thing, right? The second thing that is really important right now are easements. Building out in Nanjemoy and Cobb Neck, what our Think Big, our ISP provider, has determined is easements are becoming a big stumbling block. In order to lay their infrastructure underground, the ISP needs an easement to just go on somebody's property. They're not taking the property. They don't own the property. They're just getting an easement to lay the infrastructure and maintain the infrastructure if it needs to be maintained. And that's one great thing about underground infrastructure. It doesn't really need to be maintained that often. You know, it's not something that needs a lot of attention. That's why they want it underground. And residents are reluctant to give an easement, many residents. And so Think Big does have an option, as do the other ISPs, to ride the poles, the SMECO poles. But the problem with that is then the infrastructure is exposed. It's exposed to weather, it's exposed to down poles, it's exposed to deteriorating poles. It's not ideal. So they want to go underground. And the other thing that we've found is, you know, maybe a resident says, hey, I don't want broadband service. You know, for whatever reason, they don't want it. So I'm not going to grant you an easement. But then what happens is they can impact residents down the street from them. And we have a situation right now where there are no poles on the street, and we have a situation where we can't get an easement, and it is impacting six homes down the road. They really can't get service because the ISP can't get an easement, and there's no pole on the road. So, you know, we want our residents to know that an easement is just granting the ISP the ability to lay and maintain their infrastructure. It's still your property. Nobody's taking it away. You're just letting somebody use the underground portion of it.
And typically that underground portion lays right next to the road. So you would have other infrastructure there already, like other utilities. And so we're not asking for anything unusual, like we're not running it down the middle of your property. It's really alongside a road, an existing road.
All right. Deb, Evelyn, I appreciate you both taking the time here to speak to me about the Rural Broadband Task Force and the Long Driveway Category 3 program, broadband expansion into rural areas of Charles County, and the importance of these programs, especially since I'm sure both of you have continued to be busy with said efforts to expand into Nanjamoy and other parts of Charles County.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening. Visit our website at www.charlescountymd.gov. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to our e-news, along with email alerts via the Citizen Notification System. And watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95, Verizon Fios 10, or stream through Roku or Apple TV by simply searching Charles County Government. Subscribe to our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government, and also to our YouTube channel. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope you have a great one.